When someone is talking about a net lease, they are usually referring to the triple net lease. However, there is a single net lease in which a tenant would typically only reimburse property taxes, and a double net lease in which the tenant would typically reimburse just property taxes and insurance. From our previous example, Publix technically has a double net lease, since they reimburse for taxes and insurance on a pro rata basis and pay a fixed amount for CAM. The term absolute net refers to single tenant properties, such as Walgreens or CVS, where the tenant pays for everything, including capital expenditures, such as replacing the roof or repaving the parking lot. And the landlord literally has no responsibilities. With an absolute net lease, the cash flow model is very simple, as NOI is equal to rent times the square footage. Other tenants that typically have absolute net leases would include auto parts stores, such as AutoZone or Pep Boys, convenience stores, such as 7-Eleven or Circle K, and restaurants, such as Chick-fil-A or McDonald's.